Now let me speak about the moral code, because I feel that everyone should have a moral code as they live through life. And if you belong to some particular religion, then you already have a moral code, or you have a spirituality that you follow, then that's fine. You probably have a moral code around that. Having a moral code is living to a set of values that makes you a better person and helps you to be a contributing factor in your community. By designing a moral code, it helps you to be your best self. You make a decision on what kind of person do I want to be, and you commit to it. Each of us has an opportunity of deciding what our moral code will be and then living it in the busyness of our day-to-day life, being challenged by it, letting it uplift us. A moral code will also bring great benefits to yourself. For by being your best self, it brings out other positive qualities in you as well. I'm going to share with you my moral code. It doesn't mean that it needs to be your moral code, but from understanding my moral code, it might give you some insights and ideas on how you might want to live your life. My moral code is in three parts. First, every transaction must benefit everybody involved. I will enter into no transaction that doesn't benefit everybody. So it has to be win-win. The second, I keep my word. Now, keeping your word is very important, especially when it's inconvenient. And everyone keeps their words when it's convenient, but can you keep your word when it's inconvenient? I remember one time I had someone that was arranging a seminar for me, and they promised me it was going to be 500 people. As it turned out, they were only able to gather 30 people. I could have canceled using the excuse that he had promised me 500 people, and it was very inconvenient for me to come for such a small number, and that thought came to me. But I had given my word that I would come. There was no contract, so legally I was within my right to cancel. But I had given my word, and so I kept my word. And I went and I did a talk for 30 people. And do you know, after I finished that talk, I felt so powerful. I felt so in my integrity because I had kept my word. And that's also why I'm very good at the word no. People will ask me, John, can you do this? Can you do that? And instead of saying, oh, maybe, or I'll see, or perhaps, when I know I won't, I just say no, because I keep my word. And so if I say yes, then you know it's yes. And the third part of my moral code is that I tithe 10% of everything that I earn. The 10% of my after-tax profits is given away. Now, the word tithing, it's a biblical expression. And what it is that we give away money from ourselves to make society, to make other people benefit. And it's an extraordinary experience. I remember I started tithing when I had only $1,000. I was down to my last $1,000. And a friend of mine was selling paintings for $100. Now, I didn't need the painting. I couldn't afford the painting. But I knew it would make a big difference to him if I bought that painting. And so I bought the painting. I gave away the $100 so that he would benefit. And I made a promise to the universe back when I had no money. I made a promise, and my promise was this. If you put large amounts of money in my hands, I will be a good custodian of that money. And so as I started making more and more money, I kept that vow. And I gave away 10% of everything that I earned. And I've taught this to many people. And the mistake that a lot of people make is that, oh, this sounds great, John, and you know what? As soon as I have enough, I'm going to give away 10%. And by the way, it doesn't have to be 10%, but it does have to be a percent. It can be 5%. It can be 20%. The key to it being a percent is that you don't even think about it. So, for example, if it's 10%, then that 10% is not yours. Now, you have the honor of dispersing it and deciding where it goes, but it's not yours. That 10%, or whatever percent it is yours to do good work in the world. And the mistake that a lot of people make is that, oh, I'll start giving as soon as I have enough. No, you start giving away right now. You start giving away in your lack and limitation. You start giving away even though you can't afford it. But John, I can't afford it. I have just enough for my rent. I'm just barely making my means. Doesn't matter. Give away 10%. I have never seen anybody take this philosophy and practice into their life without prospering. And I think that there are two things that have really been the key to my success, and I have been tremendously successful in every area of my life, and I have an abundance of money. And the two things that have created that is, number one, mind power, programming my mind for prosperity in the ways that I'm sharing in this masterclass. And the second is tithing and giving away 10%. And I would be afraid to stop it. Well, afraid is perhaps not the right word, but why would I ever stop? Because it's working. I have never met anybody that has taken this principle on that has not prospered. So that is part of my moral code. Every transaction must benefit everyone involved. Two, I keep my word, especially when it's inconvenient. And three, I give away 10% of my money. And this is what has created in my life abundance. So each of us designs our own moral code. But whatever your moral code is, live it, be it, demonstrate it, because this is what will make you an extraordinary person.